All landline telephones in Grundy County have been put into the system. Cell phones have to opt in. You have to go to that website and put in your cell phone number, either text or phone call, whichever you want it to receive, if you want to receive a text or you want to receive a phone call or both. And then you have to put in an address, which basically tells us where you are, so that if we, you know, if it's a boil order and we draw a circle around your house, it will know you live there and will call you on your cell phone. You need to establish a username and password, and that is to allow you to go in at a later date. If you decide you don't want boil orders or you decide you want street closings later, you can go in and edit your own profile. It is on the end user to maintain the system. If you change your phone number, you will have to log in on that portal, the Grundy Mo Alert, and change your phone numbers. One thing to note, there is an app available for iOS and Android phones, and the good thing about the app is any other users, for example, the Kansas City region uses this same system. If you drive into an alert and you have this app on your smartphone, it will pop up and tell you. Same thing if somebody from Kansas City is driving up here and they drive into one of our alerts, the app on their phone will pop up and alert them. So they don't have to be signed up if they have the app on their phone. One thing to note that we have, whenever we send out a message to cell phone users, we ask people to confirm. So if you get a text message, it asks you to say yes to acknowledge that you've received it. On Android phones, it pops up and says that this may charge you for sending this. It will not charge you unless you already pay for text messages. So if you do not pay for text messages now, you will not pay for them in the future. It's just a security feature of Android phones.